La 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 la. Inspired by true events, the greatest podcast to be broadcast into your brain.
Welcome, welcome. This is Inspired by Movies, the podcast where we talk about movies and the real stories that inspired them. My name is MK. My pronouns are they, them.
My name is Courtney, or Cake, or Pancake, and my pronouns are she, they.
My name is Emily, and my pronouns are she, her.
So me and Courtney have been together for 5 years, and we are now engaged. Woo! She just...
Yeah. Got engaged last month.
And she just found out that my favorite Christmas candy is chocolate-covered almonds and then, like, chocolate peanut clumps. And she was very surprised.
We've not once discussed that ever.
Dramatic.
Not
once. I know.
Not once. I'm mad about it. And like all of this time, I would have been getting that and like putting it in your stocking.
Oh.
Dumb. Not, why,
I don't know.
That's negligent.
I feel like I did say it at one point because I feel like we did, like we were at Costco and we saw them because that's where you can only get them is at Costco. And
well, not the only place you can get them, but if you want the Kirkland brand,
yeah.
Yes.
No, well, yeah, that's the Kirkland that's brand. Important. Yeah, that's very important. They're
you
the
just
best.
Can't be going all willy-nilly on that,
yeah.
Shit.
No.
And
they have the good thick chocolate.
Exactly.
Coating.
Thick.
Yeah.
Thick.
And I feel like I've said that to you before, like, oh, I love these.
I feel like I've gotten them before and then I felt slightly judged about
getting... Me? By me?
I don't know. It's probably just internalized shame.
I was fucking stoked.
Of buying a big fat thing of chocolate.
Oh, I was stoked when you put it in the car. I remember when you did it. So today, we're all very excited about this movie. It's a Netflix movie, so everyone can watch it. And it's called Operation Christmas Drop, and it's a rom-com, and it's everything you need in a terrible Christmas movie. And you know what I love the most about Netflix is they lean into that shit so
hard. Oh, they know what they're doing.
Oh, they do. They know what they're doing. They know what the people like.
Uh-huh. They know what they want.
I fucking have watched it, every single one of them.
Yeah.
All three Christmas princes.
Uh-huh. Just every single Christmas prince.
Yeah, every single one. I've watched, you know what? Yeah, so yeah. They know what we want. They know their audience. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
Yeah,
and
they are selling it, and I am buying.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for it.
Here for it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, this is Courtney's pick. We were watching it, and she was like, is this based on something real? Turns out. Oh, boy, is it. I wish the rom-com was based on something real, but you know what?
I haven't looked into it. I've, like, every time I finished the movie, the two times I watched, I, like, got to the end, and it does the little, like... I'm guessing it's a where are they now shit. Like, I'm no, I can't spoil it. It must be romantic.
It's just little factoids about the mission.
Yeah.
You know, as cheesy as I bet the story really is, but also heartwarming, like the movie, I didn't want to read anything about it.
You're like, I don't give a fuck about it.
I feel like the only person that can look into it is the person doing the real story.
That's... And it's my favorite thing. I love being surprised by shit.
Yeah, same.
Like, I always go back to Catch Me If You Can.
I'm like, what? That was fucking... No. That was... In the way that Courtney delivered it.
Oh, so perfect.
Sometimes I'll just go back and listen to that section, like where she delivered it and then the rest of the story, because like, she presented it so well.
Really, really, really well. He's just some fucking guy in a hat.
It's all garbage. A con
so,
squared. Do we want to talk about how we've taken a little break and
yeah.
How we...
The last episode that we put out was... What was that?
It was my computer. I'm sorry. Give me a notification.
That's okay. So the last episode we put out was Biodome, and I think that was in like September.
Really?
And we recorded an episode in October, but that's boy. That's
it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
Technically, the technology did not go well.
Yeah, the episode was good.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we did take a hiatus. We, just the whole month of November, we were just like,
You were all busy getting engaged and stuff going on a cruise.
Best vacation ever.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I proposed to MK. It was pretty great.
Yeah. And I said, okay. Just joking. I said yes. Yeah. I did want to say, like, I did want to say, okay. But I was like, you know what?
What did you say?
I said yes.
Okay.
Like, I was just like, yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah. I will do it.
Just see it in your eyes. Be like, should I say okay? Should I say okay?
Yes. Yes, I will marry.
Yeah, it was great. We were on a cruise and it was on formal night and it happened to be a full moon. It was everything that I could have asked for in asking someone to marry me.
Yeah. Seriously, like it couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah. Other than the giant blister from walking around in heels.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, you guys sent me that picture and I just screamed. I knew you would. I lost my mind.
Yeah, because I was surprised that Courtney didn't say anything, but I remember like when you guys threw that surprise party for me and like how stressed out keeping that secret.
I'm like, yeah. I definitely was like thinking about it and I'm just like, no, I don't blame her at all. Like,
yeah. Well, I hate, so only because you're around MK just as much time as I am.
Yeah.
You know, because you work with them.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was already stressful enough for me to keep the secret that I had purchased the ring back in September.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
So
September 16th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That is some, that's some long time secret keeping.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It was right after our anniversary. I was like, well, I like thought it through and I was like, all right, MK is obviously stressing about getting me my ring because we want to do something with my grandmother's diamond and, you know, putting a diamond on somebody's finger and then just like, hoping that they like it. That's like,
that's a lot. That is a lot.
Ooh, and like, you can't just like take it out and put it in another setting
willy nilly.
Yeah.
It costs lots of money.
Yeah. And the setting that I want to get her, I have a vision of what I want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very vintage and really intricate. And so it'll be good to be able to take her with me.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. So anybody that's in that predicament, just get them the, you know, everybody's got those silicone like Enzo rings or whatever. Mm, that's what I did. I got one of those Enzo rings, no free ads. And I got a really cool box, like a handmade wooden flat box that fit into my clutch.
Yes.
And so, I was like, this is just your engagement ring because you get the fancy one on the wedding day.
Right.
So I like that because it's like, it makes the wedding ring a little bit more special.
Yeah.
And you end up getting those silicone rings or like some sort of, like everybody ends up getting themselves a bunch of different rings.
I don't know. Yeah. Paul has like four or five of them.
I think.
Because that's what we did. He just wanted, I got him a heavier one that was just like, I don't even remember. It was like something. I can't. Some
like tungsten or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was heavy.
Yeah.
And since he's a drummer, it was like fucking with his, like the balance between his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has just worn, like he has his like wedding / engagement ring, like in a little bag in his drawer. And then he has like a ton of freaking silicone rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot get over the way that your hat is.
Do you like that?
I just noticed that. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna let her.
I was like trying to make sure everybody saw.
Yeah,
me little.
Yeah,
it's, let me
get a
picture. It's a Hufflepuff Santa hat.
Yeah, you are a Hufflepuff, aren't you?
I am.
I was trying to wait till you finished. I was like, like crying because I was holding that back. But anyways, wait, yeah, I was looking. Carry on, Paul.
Just
he's got silicone rings.
Like these days, ever since the silicone ring became acceptable, it's like everybody's like, yeah, this just makes sense. Because you just end up banging up your gold. And, you know, like I know, shocker, I was married before. Woo!
How dare you?
To a man.
A man.
A man.
can't believe it.
Yeah, so with that one, yeah, he wore a tungsten ring, and it was, like, really thick. It was actually really cool. It looked like a snare drum.
Oh, cool.
He was a drummer.
Yeah.
And it was, like, but it was really heavy. But silicone rings at that time weren't really
weren't really
a thing.
As accepted.
Yeah. Operation Christmas Drop. It's on Netflix. Kat Graham as Erica. Kat Graham is the only reason why I watched Vampire Diaries.
Oh, Bonnie Bennett.
And whenever Courtney says, oh, look, it's our girl, mm-hmm. I always go Bonnie.
Bonnie.
I know. Yep. So
powerful. And they're going to make a spinoff for her.
Are they?
Yeah.
Did it end like a long time ago?
The spinoff?
The Vampire Diaries.
The original. They did the originals.
Oh, they fucking better. Ooh, Bonnie's the best.
Well, and then they did Legacies or something? Legends or something where it's kids.
I have no idea.
Well, they all died in the end anyway.
Well, no, they didn't.
Oh, they did, because she's like, after a long, happy life, and they're like walking through the neighborhood and seeing all the people that died.
What? I've never seen this, anything that you guys are talking about.
You wouldn't like it.
You know, you've given me that impression. I just think
you would hate it.
They really ended it with, like, after living a long, happy life, we all died. Like,
basically. Really? Like, they're all just, like, walking into their houses in heaven, and, like, all the people that died.
The vampires went to heaven?
I don't know. They were just...
Or did they go to vampire heaven?
Well, some of them weren't vampires anymore. Like,
Some of them changed back.
Yeah, Damon, there was, like, a way for them to, like, change back into being human after being a vampire. And one of the main guys who was dating the main girl... They both turned back into human, and they lived the rest of their lives. And then the other vampire guy, he died saving everyone. So they all pretty much died.
I was going to say, if he saved everyone, then why are they all dead?
Oh.
Well, the spin-offs are the people that live.
Life. Oh, okay. All right. He saved them so that they could live a long, happy life?
That's right.
Okay, I get it. I see what's happening here.
But the spin-offs, there's these kids. So Ulrich? I cannot wait for you to listen to that.
It's like hanging on to my
Oh my goodness. Why do you torture your parents so?
Oh my god. Courtney will be like laying on her side playing a game on her phone, and Nunu will jump up right in her face.
Oh my god.
And she's like, ah, like every time. She's like, oh, God.
Because it's so sudden. You don't expect somebody to be jumping into your face.
Fucking, I don't know why, what was going on with the living creatures in my house last night. But I was like right on the edge of sleep for a really long time. Because fucking, look at that butthole. Just in the fucking
He's
camera.
He's like, hey.
He's like, you see this treasure?
You see this treasure?
Do you?
But fucking, like, all of my entire family just kept, like, scaring me awake. Like, Tugboat was nice and quiet, and Tugboat, like, suddenly, like, shook his head, so his ears flapped really loud, and I was like, oh, my God! Scared the shit out of me.
But Ulrich.
Oh, yeah.
Ulrich, he and the Twin Witch, remember? They had kids. They run the school. They run a school for gifted kids.
Bonnie was in that school. She helped run it too. Okay.
So they did a spinoff with the school. And then I hear that there is supposed to be another spinoff with just Bonnie.
Oh, I hope so. She was the best part of that. Like, I want to say watch it for Bonnie, but...
I wouldn't like it.
You watch the first episode, like the first like 5 minutes of the first episode, and be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
The second that Elena starts talking, you would be like, no.
See ya.
No.
Oh, is it so bad?
She's just, you know, pretty girl.
Mm.
But she's damaged. Her parents died.
Her parents died a year ago.
Yeah.
She's damaged.
And her brother's all troubled. And there was this part that I liked where she's like, nobody cares that our parents died anymore. anymore. Yeah. Because he's all like acting out and being emo. And she's like, dude, nobody cares anymore. Like,
oh, it my happened last God. Year.
So you just got to fucking suck it up.
Nobody cares anymore. Nobody wow. cares. That's heavy.
No. But anyways, so Kat Graham playing Erica, Alexander Ludwig playing Andrew, or as I like to call him, Kato. Trezo Mahoro as Joker, Bethany Brown as Sunshine, Rowan Campbell as Travis, Virginia Madsen as Congresswoman Bradford, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, Virginia Madsen.
I know. I knew that Emily would like this movie because she loves Dune so much, and she's a princess in Dune.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I was like, Emily's going to love this movie.
For that reason and that reason only. She has so much forehead in this movie. I do not remember her having that much forehead when she was the princess in the beginning of Dune. But... especially towards the end. I feel like it's like the longer the movie goes, like her hair moves further and further back on her head.
Right. Except, yeah. Like when she's getting off the plane.
Yeah.
She's like, her hair's all so shook. Anyways, you know what? Instead of talking about the end, let's just get right into it. Courtney. Yeah. Take it away.
Fa la 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 la. It's flying through the clouds. Oh, there's packages in the parachutes, and they're flying to an island. Cut to Georgetown. Erica in a snowy town, busy assistant of a congresswoman doing their shopping. Why?
Yeah, doing her shopping. But her friend's like, you should take that as a compliment because the congresswoman is very serious about her shopping.
Mm-hmm. So serious. Yeah. I love how it was just like, you know, she takes her Christmas shopping very seriously. And so I'm like, you know, so that means that she should be grateful that she's being treated like an errand girl instead of
an aide.
Congressional aide.
Right.
The assistant sends Erica this article about Operation Christmas Drop with eye candy on the cover.
Major eye candy.
Major eye candy. So they have a mission. It's sending out gifts and survival things and all that good stuff to different islands in the South Pacific. And the congresswoman that she is working for, she's the head of Base Realignment and Closure Commission. And this base is at the top of her naughty list.
I can't.
She's like, but it's costing the taxpayers money, so we have to shut it down.
We can't be having any humanitarian efforts in the name of the taxpayers.
Right?
Only
war.
We can only fund war, not humanitarian. Right. Nothing.
So what does she do? She sends Erica there to shut it down or to write a report.
Write a report.
Yeah. So that she can shut it down. She has to find anything that is wasteful. Yeah.
There it is. Inefficiencies.
Inefficiencies. Mm. Cut to an island beach. Beautiful. An island beach.
Palm trees.
It's the Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, USA.
And CeeLo Green is singing White Christmas.
Montage of Air Force stuff.
I put the planes. Dreaming of a White Christmas FaceTime eye candy man with his family. What was that line that I wrote?
We were doing some sippies.
Dreaming of a White Christmas FaceTime eye candy man with his family. Okay. The hot guy.
De planes.
Okay, so I get what my notes are here. Okay. So they were playing Dreaming of a White Christmas, and the guy's FaceTiming with his family, and his family's having Wi-Fi issues, and his mom and dad and niece and whatever.
Why did they put the thing in the barn?
Wi-Fi router's in the barn.
I updated it to like a higher whatever, but I had to like put it in the barn, so those signals really weak. And I'm like,
why would you put a Wi-Fi router in a barn?
Yeah. Anyways, I thought, what, you know what? Details.
Right. Yeah, but he's talking to his young niece. She wants him to come home. It's 8 days till Christmas. And he says he has to help out Santa.
She's like, you know what? Why don't you just steal a plane?
uh, Yeah, he has like this weird smug face.
I hate Kato. His face.
It's Kato.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't like his face.
I don't.
His face makes me mad.
It's
every time they do like a close up, like
he does this weird like duck face smirk thing.
I hate it. I can't take it. That's exactly what it is. This look at her face. She's doing the thing. Like, and
it's like his way of like smoldering, but or is that what it's called?
Like, yeah. It's like, you know, and it's I am not here for his face. Every time he says something too, I'm just like stop doing that.
Stop it.
Stop talking.
Yeah, stop. Just talking.
And I'm waiting for him to do something shitty because he's
Kato.
He's got a shitty face. Have you seen the Hunger Games? I saw the first Hunger Games when it came out, and then I never saw anything about
it. He's in the first one.
Is he a shithead?
Oh, he's not really remember. Hell.
All I remember is the beginning part where
he's shady.
I fall in tears. That's all I remember.
Uh-huh. That's not the same guy.
That was a chick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but
that's not the same guy. I'm
not
like,
same guy.
Kato's from like District 1 or 2, and they're like fighter.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure the fucking orphan was in that too.
Esther?
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, I think she was one of the shitty killer, like one of the like soldier girls.
I think I want to look. Can I look it up?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah.
I just don't want to like get. I don't want to derail us so much.
We haven't done this, you know.
Yeah. Let's
cut two. I said, "Fucking Top Gun energy."
Right.
I said, "Eye Candy Man has friends." Eye Candy Man is a captain. Captain Candy Man.
Stop it! Where are your Oh my gosh! Your notes are the best.
I put lesbian vibes because Sunshine, who we don't know her name yet, but she misses her Camaro Cam 67 Camaro just gathering dust. Anyway, so Captain Candyman.
Captain Candyman.
He's recruiting for the drop. He wants everybody to be involved. And he's talking about a party fundraiser this weekend. He is just saying, you know, like, if we can't be home for Christmas, we might as well do this here, you know. And cut to Erica bribing the media to not cover her boss saying something stupid.
I have that too.
Yep. Competing for a promotion, question mark? She's getting text with all emojis from her boss, and she's talking to somebody saying, uh-oh, she's in trouble.
So my sister Jalen is developing a bingo card for movies like these.
Uh-huh.
Business, like career driven up for promotion is definitely one of them.
Oh, 5,000%.
Yep.
And
it's all about a job.
You have to have the bakery in there somewhere.
And a dead parent.
Or slash mention a cupcake.
Yeah. Or dead partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Someone dead.
Yep. Somebody's gotta die.
Somebody talks about how the Christmas in their hometown is the best Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, back to the scene that we're talking about. Did anybody notice that like the person that she's like up against for the chief of staff position, he can pull off a holiday suit and a matching pocket square. So you better watch out, Erica.
Okay.
That's not something everyone can do.
I mean, I know. I can't, actually, I've never tried to pull off a pocket square.
I feel like I could.
I feel like you could. If anyone
you could.
That I know could pull off a pocket square.
Oh, baby, you could.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the new suits I got for the cruise.
Yeah, they look freaking good in that suit.
I know, even Mike gave me a high five when I was showing pictures to him. He's like, wow, well done.
Nothing like a tailored suit.
Bespoke.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I know Emily said that to me and was like, what does that mean? And then one of the ties I got, that was the brand Bespoke.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I know what that means now. Anyways.
So she gets this emergency text from her Congress lady boss. And so Erica brings up, Well, Erica runs upstairs to come up with an excuse to get the congresswoman away from a certain conversation. Erica brings up Guam, what they're going to need to do for the report, and the drop is using Air Force equipment, and they say that it's low altitude training exercises, but Congresswoman wants her to go over there and investigate where all the money and resources are going to. But Erica had plans for Christmas.
She did. But I don't think she really cares because it's her dad and her stepmom.
Her new stepmom.
And she's just like, her dad's all worried that she hasn't been... He's all like, you haven't been home for Christmas since mom died, but it's really only been like one Christmas since her mom died. Right? It's been like 1 year.
I thought it was three.
I thought it was three.
Oh, well then
it
maybe...
was 3 years since she died, but 1 year since the dad married the got remarried.
Okay. Well, he's all like worried that she doesn't like her stepmom, and I'm like, she's an adult.
Yeah,
like it's not like she's 13.
Yeah,
she doesn't need to like her stepmom.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a quick turnaround. Like,
so yeah, a couple she died, years.
Well, she died 3 years ago, and then he got married a year ago. So
that's 2 years. 2 years.
I don't know. I feel like if you died. I would probably die, actually. Like, I wouldn't be able to live
anymore.
Like,
I would just
I wouldn't be able to live anymore.
Yeah. Like, I would just stop.
I would just, like,
generally.
I would, like, die and then let the ferrets eat my face.
Great conversation. Yeah. Just die and let the ferrets eat my face.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That'll be fine.
But yeah, it was sad. She's like, oh, I kind of have plans for Christmas. And the congresswoman was like, I don't give a fuck. You're going to Guam.
Tough cookies, cupcake.
You are in politics.
Trip could change her whole career, Dad.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Entire career.
Yeah.
She looks at the picture of her mom and she's like,
I'm trying.
She's like, I know, Mom. I'm trying.
Calm yourself. Like, calm yourself.
You got it, Mom.
Yeah. Cut to... Captain Andrew, not just Captain Candyman, is in the office with his boss man, and they're on the list of cuts for the bases, but Andrew's like, but we're the best positioned base in the Pacific. There's, his boss is telling him, you know, there's this article with you being fucking eye candy on it, and Congressman Lady... is not a fan.
Congressman Lady.
Yeah.
Congresswoman.
Congresswoman.
Whoa, man.
Whoa. Love that movie so much.
I watched that recently. It was awesome.
God, I love it. Yeah, so now it's up to Andrew to be the liaison for Erica. And he's got to charm her and show her why they need to still have their jobs there.
He's got mad people skills.
He's got mad people skills.
And he really does.
And like, he's also extremely conventionally attractive,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, can't hurt.
Yeah. And we got to show him that we're 100% mission focused.
100%.
Right. Cut to hot, slow walk, shirtless with a surfboard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote... Ooh, he surfs too.
That's what I wrote. La. Ooh, he's surfing.
Ooh la la.
She somehow is on the beach.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Looking
Why
annoyed.
Is she there?
Mm-mm.
Tapping her foot.
Yeah. And she says, those look dangerous. And then it's actually the bombs on the beach.
Oh, yeah. It's like a minefield or something.
Yeah.
And I like it. He's like, it's. We leave them to keep tourists off the beach. And I was like, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, fair. Mm-hmm.
I would do that.
That's genius. Yeah, so she's trying to catch him wasting time. And he's like, dude, this is my own time that I'm surfing. He is like, if you want a resort, it's that way. And 2 clicks that way. And she's like, no, like, I just got off this plane, 36 hours, like, I need to stretch my legs. And she mentions that she's from D.C., and then he figures out that he's talking to the person that he needs to liaison for. So he says, I think I'm your ride. Cut to! They're on the road.
Sorry, I was going to say, I love how she, like, made... Oh, wait, maybe this is in this next scene that you're about to talk about.
Oh, she's, like, going off?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does all the things.
Oh, yes.
He's like, you don't know me. She's like, bet.
Oh, I know you.
Career-wise. Yep. So they're on the road, and he's telling her that he didn't know that she was going to be there early, and she said that she switched planes and shaved off 2 hours of her trip.
Because she's a no-nonsense politics business lady who don't need no man or bakery.
Fucking efficient as hell.
Mm-hmm. Efficiency is in her line of work.
Efficiency is her middle name. Efficiency, her last name.
Yeah, she was saying that she was trying to call him while he was in the water.
Oh, whatever, Erica.
God. No nonsense, Baxter.
None. Baxter, no nonsense.
He's like, I'm speaking.
She sees a sin ornament. Same. And she's like, is this military grade? Or what does she say?
Just military jeep or what? Military issued.
Mm. Yes. And he's like, no, it's mine. I would never do anything like that because this is for personal use.
That's right.
She says she knows who he is because of the article. And he's like, you know nothing about me. And she fucking Googled and read his fucking file. Captain Andrew Jantz, interim commander on G-Series orders for the 734th Air Mobility Squadron, cargo pilot for 9 years, graduated UCLA ROTC with high honors, and reprimanded for pranking involving the colonel's car. And the possum.
Every time I think
the one time that she sounds anything Bostonian.
I know, she's like, I'm from Boston, but I lost all my dialect. Well, you mm-hmm. I bet you have her little spiel.
I do.
Don't you worry.
So obviously, he's like, well, I know you too. And he's like, obviously, from the accent, you're from Philadelphia. The keychain on your tote bag is where you went, and that's Georgetown. And by the way, you like calling the shots, so you headed your sorority. And she says, that's wildly inaccurate.
Ooh, how inefficient of you.
This accent is from Boston. She went to UPenn, lost most of her accent in Delaware into a Delaware Valley dialect. Whatever the fuck that means.
I don't fucking know what that means.
Yeah, you're East Coast. Delaware? It doesn't. What is that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what people from Delaware sound like.
Is there anything even notable in Delaware? Like in that
they scene? Don't have any sales tax.
Hey.
Ooh. Yeah. That's the only place in the U.S.
Every time I think of Delaware, I think of that scene in Wayne's World. He's like, they're like doing like, oh, I'm from Texas, you know, and then they're just like, hi, we're in Delaware.
Whenever I think of Delaware, I only think of Mo.
Oh, yeah, he's from Delaware. I think of Aubrey Plaza because she's from Delaware.
Is she from Delaware?
Uh-huh.
Have you guys? Oh, we already talked about it. Never mind.
What?
Aubrey Plaza and that new Netflix thing.
Oh,
Emily the Criminal.
Emily the Criminal. I want to watch it.
I just love the name of it.
I just love her in general. She's just leaning into the weird, and I'm
she loves it.
It's fantastic. Weird.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love you, Aubrey Plaza.
I love you, too. Same.
Yeah, so, and she got the keychain as a gift from a conference in Qatar. Yeah, no big deal, sir.
NBD.
Yeah, she finds out that Andrew's radio name is Claus, and on the radio, they ask if the bean counter has arrived yet.
The bean counter.
The bean counter.
Blitzen.
Well, she doesn't, they don't reveal that quite yet.
Yeah, not yet.
So, why did your boss make you my ride? And must be his great sense of humor. Like, what? Yeah. And he's like, well, what about your boss? Why are you here? And she's like, well, duty calls. She wanted to see things for herself. And then he makes a comment that he understands why her boss sent her, so that she wouldn't spoil the office Christmas party.
Ooh,
that was a sick burn.
It was. Ouchie. So, you know, they're on the outs. folks. So
big time.
They don't like each other.
They're never gonna end up together.
Yeah. Heavens no.
Put that on the bingo card.
Yeah. Drama. Cut to. She's staying in base housing, but she wants to get right to fucking work.
No time for sleep.
No time.
No naps for her.
Nope.
It is explained to her that it is not the Ritz, but to watch out for geckos. They're good luck. She wants to be done getting ready for 30 minutes, and then she wants to get right back to work. And I put sass between them.
Yeah, lots of sass.
So much sass.
So much sass.
She asks for a bunch of data stuff from him. Then he sarcastically says, "Do you also want turn down service and a mint on your pillow?" And she's like, "Your boss said that you are here to assist me in any way." Nah, nah, nah. And
so yeah. Snippy, man.
She fucking lets him have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He says that she'll do great here because she likes ordering people around.
Hey.
Yeah. Cut to Captain Andrew is complaining to his cohorts, and they're saying things like wondering if she's single, and then he's like, whatever, we'll be rid of her soon enough. And then you go back to, I want to call her Bonnie, Erica. And there is the worst CGI gecko you have ever seen.
So awful.
So when you're watching a movie like this, there's always like that moment where it's like, and there's the budget. And that gecko is that. There's yep, the budget.
There it is. That's where it went.
That one little gecko.
Yep. She's FaceTiming with her assistant. She's making comments about how pilots have big egos and how that's going to suck working with him. And then all of a sudden, Andrew walks through the door and he's like, well, it's a good thing the door was open. I don't know if my big ego would fit through a window.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Can I say something about that friend?
Yes. Sure.
She answers the phone, right? Or the FaceTime call, and her friend's like, aloha. And it's like, I like how she corrects her. It's like, no, they don't say that.
They don't say that here, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just like no. Really? You know that she's not fucking going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah, you're working in a congresswoman's office.
Yep, right.
You gotta know. Isn't she the assistant's assistant?
Assistant's assistant.
I don't know, but still. She should know that she was going to Guam.
Because she's the assistant.
Guam.
Guam. Aloha, but it's have a day. That's how they say hello or goodbye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
See here. So they leave and they're talking about different planes and bombs and how everybody's dedicated to their work. Then she sees one of the big trucks go by and there's like, there's not a big truck. It's there's just boxes that she sees with like ornaments and lights hanging out of them. And she asks about it, and he quickly explains how it's community outreach. So then he takes her to this big tower. It's the air traffic control tower, I think, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Bex, where are you? Anywho.
Oh, everyone is serious about their work as a guy is walking by with a crate full of Christmas lights.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. But, you know, no, that's community outreach.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
So they go to this big tower that is air traffic control, but go figure, the elevator's broken. So she has to go all the way to the top. She is looking at different POs or purchase orders. Mm-hmm. She's like, red and green landmines, huh?
Landmines? I thought it was the...
I thought it was landmines. Is that what you wrote?
Was it landing lights?
Landing lights.
Landing lights. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I put a question mark next to it because I didn't know what she said.
Yeah. Could you imagine Christmas? They're like, oh, we ordered special Christmas landmines.
Yeah.
But when you step on it, you at least explode and it's green or red.
Yeah.
You explode not into human pieces, but into a cloud of glitter.
Yes. And then they're like, well, that's just for landing. Okay, that note of mine makes more sense. I'm like, for landing, what?
I mean, I feel like that's a reasonable request, right? Like, yeah. It's still, like, they could use them all year round.
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Anyways, so he's basically just got an answer for everything.
Every single thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't even take a beat. Like, it's just immediate answer. He knows exactly what he needs to tell her. And then he's taking her to the next beach. He makes a comment saying that it's bad luck if you don't visit all five beaches. And then she's saying, well, I want to stay on task. She wants to stay on task. But then she makes this comment, so do you use that line on all the girls?
What line?
Well, you gotta go to all the beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says that, and then they see a sign for Taragi Beach? Taragi Beach, and he's like, except for that one.
Yeah.
not that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but he makes a comment saying, well, there's operations all over the island, and that's when that big truck is going to Taragi.
Full and, of lights and yeah, tinsel.
Tinsel just yeah.
Yeah, and she's asking what's going on over at that beach, and he's like, it's a big swamp, a training thing, and survival, and she's like, uh-huh. Yeah, so the next stop is the largest outdoor market on the island.
Yeah.
They get there, and the locals love him. Like, he's like, he just knows everybody, and yep. Everybody loves him. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I need to get to work.
I don't care that you're so charming.
Yeah. She ain't got time for that.
Yeah, you should just, like, take a drink every time that she mentions needing to, like, somehow get back to the mission.
Maybe get fucked up.
Yeah. One of the locals is talking to him about how she's collected more donations from a church for the drop. Then Erica sees this flyer for a Christmas party. Andrew is like, oh, yeah, it must be a local thing. And then one of the locals is like, hey, you coming to the party? So he's like, we gotta go. And he actually sees this guy that I guess he needs to talk to asking for another generator and talking about how there was a typhoon that hit this island and killed the last generator. It relies all of its power on it and they can't communicate with that island without a generator on it.
Wasn't that guy the mayor?
Yep. Yeah. So, and he's just explaining that it costs too much for him. He can't just hand out free generators.
In the business of making money.
Yeah. And then he goes and tells Erica, yeah, that's Mayor Sampson, the wealthiest man on the island, also known as Scrooge.
Yeah.
So
fucking people
wealthy.
Living in poverty.
And it's that guy. That actor is, like, in so much stuff, but nobody knows his freaking name.
Oh,
one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. What were we doing? Oh, podcasting.
Why are these things on my head?
It's been so long, y'all. I missed this.
What's that?
Detour.
Because he just needs to show her this view.
Yeah, tell us
and
about
it's
it.
So pretty, and she just has to take a selfie and send it to her dad. But she's like, oh no, I left my phone in the car, what am I gonna do? Anyway, so she goes back to the Jeep to get her phone, and he is waiting for it, and she just steals his car,
bitch,
and she is out of there and leaves him there. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, that has to be, like, a felony of some sort. Like, she just stole a military vehicle. But then I remembered said he used it for personal use. And I was like, that bitch is in so much trouble.
Yeah, she just stole his car. But then he's just like, okay.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm going to run through the jungle. Okay. Which, side note, later when I'm hitting you with some facts, we're going to talk about how fucking dangerous it is just to go running through the jungle.
Oh yeah, I bet they didn't cover that at all in the movie.
No,
didn't.
They did not, because that's so important. Yeah, so he runs back to base, and his cohort has his Jeep.
And that's the guy that was in Halloween Ends.
Yes.
Yeah. That dude.
He was a creepy...
He wants to be Michael.
Mm-hmm. So that was
hard to see him like that.
I know. It was like, you're evil.
You're evil too, like Kato.
All these bad guys trying to be good guys.
That's how I feel about Bo Burnham, because the very first time I really like was like, oh, that's Bo Burnham. He was in this movie and it was like, it's called Promising Young Woman. Mm-hmm. And he was like a guy who was filming his friend like raping this chick. And
what I
was
the just, like, fuck?
I was like, God damn it. Cause he's so funny, but like, I can't look at him the same way.
That's how Bo Burnham. I mean, like, I know that was a character, but fuck,
I know, right? I didn't just know about like, that. I was like, fuck. Like,
how am I supposed to see him as funny after that?
I know, but yeah, that's how I felt about Kato and Travis. Yeah.
Travis.
Oh, Travis.
Yeah, Travis is saying she's running all over the place to Air Op Supplies, Wing HQ, the Quam Wobwin, the Quam Squadron, the Quam Wobwin.
Oh god.
Yeah, she's gonna be hard to keep track of. They go back to their area or whatever in this area where they're packing. Somebody is on the comms and mentions Blitzen, seeing if anybody's got eyes on her. No one's really seen her. Oh, go figure. She walks in.
She's quick.
She heard it. Right. She knows. Oh, you're calling me Blitzen? And then another dude is like, I pitched for the Grinch, but nobody...
Oh my god.
Nobody went for it.
Dear Lord. And then she proceeds to express her distaste for the philanthropic arts.
Oh yeah.
Or philanthropic arts.
Yes. Maybe. How did she find them? Because she put a tracker on his Jeep. But she left her phone.
But also... She was like, I'm going to go to the last place that you want me to see. And that's when Sunshine just like, she's good at her job.
I put, dude, she cray.
Yeah, it's a little like crazy girlfriend stuff.
She fucking, again, all about her work.
She says, Claus's little village.
Time for him to lay all of his Christmas cards on the table.
Oh my god.
These little one-liners.
Yeah, it's
full of them.
Finally, he owns up to the party while the stuff is there. They've been doing this for the last 70 years. They do toys, supplies, food, medicine for almost 30,000 people and 56 different islands. And taxpayers don't pay a cent.
That's right.
Drink every time he says that, too.
Oh, anytime the word taxpayer happens, if you took a drink... You would be dead halfway through this movie.
Taxpayers.
Dead.
Taxpayers. But all the donations are from individuals, churches, and businesses. And everybody that volunteers is on off hours. And it's the best training that they can do in low altitude situations. They work with their allies, Japan and Australia. And it's Christmas!
It's Christmas.
It's like, we're going to be flying those planes anyways. Might as well do some good.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, that's fair.
Yeah. But she still has a job to do.
She still has a report to write.
Yeah.
A mean report.
Yeah, anytime she's like,
I got to get back to work. I've got to do my job. He doesn't think she understands how important it is, you know, for some people, and that it's a tradition for them being away from home to do this good stuff. He's like, well, you need to see what we do here. Write that in your report.
Yeah. Oh,
all he needs is 24 hours.
Yeah. Cut to. She's looking good coming up to somebody's house. It's Sandra, a.k.a. OSS Commander, and Lieutenant Colonel Blaine. Oh. You're 3 o'clock tomorrow. Baxter?
I can't remember what song it is. I can't remember who sings it, but...
That's Blaine?
No. When she says Sandra, there's a song that popped in my head, and it's like, golly, Sandra, you've grown up really crazy. It was Jalen who showed it to me, but I can't remember who sang it. But that's all I know of that song. So anytime there's someone named Sandra, I'm like,
wow.
So anyways, she lets her know, yeah, I'm here 3 o'clock tomorrow. And I put a note, excuse me, she would have said military time.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, she would have.
She would not have said 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good catch.
Poking holes in the plot of this movie.
She's not a comedian.
No. This movie is so inaccurate.
Jeez.
her and the general are fucking married. How weird is that?
Yeah.
That's weird. And then also, too, how she's just like, Erica just assumes that the general's wife is a professional interior decorator. Instead, she's like, no, I'm the OSS commander. And she's like, oh. And it's like, come on, Erica, do better. Just because she has impeccable taste doesn't mean she's just an interior decorator. Yeah.
Just a wife.
Right? So, turns out the general is a good cook. And he comes out making this fucking comment about he would ask her to carve the turkey, but he doesn't want her to make any unnecessary cuts.
I forgot about that line.
Shade.
Yeah, every time we watched it, I was like,
oof. Called the fuck out. I don't want you making any unnecessary cuts.
And this is like kind of the first time that we hear Larry. She's like, I'm just writing the report. And she's like, and the congresswoman is the one that's in charge. And she, everyone's like, no, like you can, you're the one.
Yeah.
You know, you can put anything in your report.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going off of your report. And mm-hmm. I love that's just been like, it's like a common theme. They're like,
you're the person writing the report. You can sway the opinion.
Right? Yeah.
Is what's happening. But yeah, so Sandra's walking her out to her car and she's saying, you know, like, there's so many people's livelihoods depending on your decision, and you can kind of make or break everything. And Erica says, it's all for the greater good. I hate that. For the greater good.
It's like a hot fuzz.
Yeah. For the greater good.
I fucking love that movie.
And then Sandra says, Andrew's a good guy and that she should listen to him.
Oh, Andrew's the most honorable person on the island, mm-hmm. didn't you know?
Uh-huh. Listen to him. Everything he has to say.
He's a really good guy. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm thinking, just waiting.
He's going to shoot you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for it.
He's going to shoot you in the face.
He's gonna shoot you. He's Kato.
I realize now that that was like a Kato reference, but like in my mind, it was just like just automatically going to the worst fucking thing that can happen. Is that like he's gonna mildly betray you by saying something mean behind your back? He's gonna shoot you in the face.
He's gonna shoot you. Anyways, he's not gonna shoot you in the face because he's not Kato. Get it together. Back to the base housing. FaceTiming with her assistant, saying that there's snow on Christmas, and she should have fun because she's on an island. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the congresswoman pops up and is like, progress! She's like, I'm going through the reports, and she has like all these big files. The congresswoman's like, you know that all of that's like on a server. You don't have to have those big fucking files. But they didn't offer her that information. Yeah,
they conveniently, well, when she was like picking out all those binders, they were like, should we tell her that it's all in like digital? And Andrew's like, no.
Nah, just let her
be a dick. Anyways, so congresswoman's telling her like, we're being pushed to cut it. It's easy to cut the ones, and
she accuses her of drinking their Kool-Aid of humanitarian work.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drink their Kool-Aid. They're trying to do good in the world.
Oh, they're trying to reach out to the impoverished people of the world. Mm-hmm. But what about the taxpayers, huh? Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm.
Doesn't justify the use of the equipment.
I feel like even if it was the taxpayers' money, I feel like a majority of people would be like, okay. That's pretty cool.
Good.
Yeah. You know,
that's
it's like
good.
Yeah.
I mean, if only we knew what our taxes actually went to, you know? Cuz it's not like we get a report of like what our taxes were divvied into anyways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, we just give our money anyways.
Well, they just take it out automatically. We don't even have a say. You know what? Let's not get into that.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, Erica.
Mm-mm. So Andrew ends up taking Erica on a helicopter ride.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Yep, yep, like you do.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. And then he said, what a day for flying.
What a day for flying, eh?
And I was waiting and waiting and he said it.
Dude, when I was watching this with Paul last night, he was just calling this movie out. He was saying, like, the lines, the what a day for flying. He's like, what a day for flying. 1 second later, what a day for flying, huh? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, my God.
I was waiting for it.
So good. But, yeah, they're visiting the locals on a neighboring island. And lo and behold, one of the locals who lives there used to work on the base.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You know, it's pretty obvious that the people who live there are very familiar with Andrew.
Uh-huh.
And Erica's playing with the kids. And the kids give Erica this little crown they made. It turns out that this is the island that needed the generator that when they were talking to the mayor earlier. And Erica's still, like, playing with the kids. And she just starts giving the kids all the junk out of her purse.
And she's like,
and then she just gives her top purse. You know? She got a dead, dried up starfish in return.
Yeah, she'll fucking take it.
Cool.
When they're on the beach, like when they first get there, she's like, wow, this is no cell service, no traffic. This is amazing. And he's like, also no doctors, no school, no stores, mm-hmm. You know, and like, it's just like.
Literally anything that on the island is all they get.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, if you can't grow it or build it, you're pretty much shit out of luck here. Yeah. And it was just like.
So she went from, I need to report and talk about how all of this is unnecessary and we need to get rid of all of the help that we are offering. But also, here's my purse.
Right?
Yeah.
Here you go.
And she's like,
and they give her the most fake looking starfish.
Yep. 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 Oh, and of course, then they need to sing. There needs to be a sweet moment with the children so that Erica can, you know, warm her cold, dead heart. And Andrew begins to play ukulele.
Well, he is given a ukulele.
He's ukulele. An ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah, he was volunteered to start singing Christmas carols. And they all start to join in. Even Erica. And she's not very good at singing, though. But that's okay.
It really shows that he's, like, good with kids. You know,
and that makes him that more endearing.
I wrote that he's good with kids.
That's on the bingo card of the guy, the romantic interest guy. There's always a scene where somehow he's good with kids.
Of course.
She's like, swoon.
Yep.
Fa la 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 la.
Deck our legs with tons of sunblock.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways. Yeah, it really was the most awkward village sing-along you've ever seen.
It was weird.
Like, they all just decide to slowly walk over and, like, sing this song. Like, this isn't a musical!
Yeah. And Erica's standing there like, la la la! And you're just like, nope, Erica, nope.
So they're back on the helicopter, and she's thinking all hard, like, realizing, this is real-life stuff, guys. my report really could impact the lives of these people.
It's not even about just the people on the base anymore.
No.
I'm a humanitarian.
Yeah. And
which they've been trying to tell her this whole time, like
so now that she knows like what's at stake and she's kind of bought in, they know that they can show her what's on Taragu Beach. They're setting up for the party, the Coconut Christmas fundraiser, and right off the bat, he knows to tell her it's all solar power, everything is donated, no military resources are used. Brother Bruce has been doing the drop for the last 40 years, and he's getting it all set up.
So. I just love, like, the spiel he jumps into every single time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, tell me, Andrew, how none of this is impacting the taxpayers. Give me a list of 10 to 12 bullet points. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame him because
that's true.
That's what her report is all about.
He's doing his job real good. Anyways, so she should pitch in if she's going to understand what they do there. So she somehow is learning how to weave a palm leaf wreath with the ladies.
Of course.
And they're telling her about how the drop has benefited them. Andrew takes her away and turns out she's never been snorkeling.
Ugh.
That's got to change.
Least of all Christmas snorkeling.
I mean.
I love how he's like surprised and it's like, She lives in Washington, D.C. And she was from Boston. And she went to UPenn. So it's like all pretty cold places. Like, you've never been Christmas snorkeling? Gasp.
You just went snorkeling for your first time.
I did. It was cool. We saw and some turtles. And you had
a turtle encounter. Yeah,
but it was really cool. And I like, there's one that like swam next to me and I touched it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
So she's asking him, you know, why do you stay here for Christmas if you're a captain? Like, you can like get home somehow, you know? And he's like, I want to help. And then he asks her, why her? Like, why are you here? And she's like, I like to stay in motion.
She's got a lot. She has a lot.
A lot riding on this mission.
She's up for a huge promotion.
Yeah. She said, oh, my mom passed away 4 years ago.
Was it four?
I wrote down four.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got those mom memories. And it's just not the same. And her dad got remarried last year. And it's not her mom. That means that there's always room to make new traditions on the island.
Of course.
Which means Christmas snorkeling. But what? She wants to work.
Guess what?
She needs to work. Drink up, motherfuckers.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Mentions the report.
And then he mentions, what? Maybe there's some cracks in that wall.
Ooh. What? I wrote, what a softie.
Yeah.
Is this when they go to the fundraiser and they're like making a snow with coconut? I started, this is when like I was like really cross-baited at this point and I was just like.
This is when they have.
She's on the phone again with her assistant telling her that it might be job opening soon because a certain person resigned. And then she's like, hold up, is that island magic working on you? You have flowered hair.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways, so then it goes back to Andrew and he's FaceTiming for dinner with his family. And of course they're having Wi-Fi issues and it disconnects right as Erica walks in. Perfect timing. But she has to hurry to work.
She's got her report. They're breathing down her neck at this point.
Yep.
Like, she called the congresswoman's like going to Singapore and she needs a copy of her report so far in her hands before she leaves.
It's all very serious.
Yep. But somehow he just convinces her to snorkel instead.
Right. Conveniently.
Yeah, you need to write the serious report, but have you been Christmas snorkeling?
Yeah. Yep.
So they're snorkeling, and the song that's playing is an interesting song. I saw Santa wearing a bathing suit.
Uh-huh.
And then he's all wet.
Oh, yeah.
But
And he washes up on shore with her.
And you know what he says to her?
Ugh.
You look naughty, but I know that you're nice.
Mm-hmm. Santa.
And I'm like, is she talking about, like, Santa?
Is
like,
Santa hitting on her?
Yeah. Is she, like, having a
he
moment?
He has a wife.
Yeah.
Side note, if you have not seen this movie, we're just talking about the song, not what's actually, what's taking place as excuses to hold hands.
Yeah. All of them excuses.
It was like a rainbow, but with fins.
That's probably the worst acting I've ever seen from her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, awful.
Bonnie, you're better than that.
Jesus Christ.
Rainbow with fins.
She was, her excitedness was like the most fake excited I've ever seen from her.
Right? I know.
Like, so excited about the fish. Anyways, she's got to get back to work.
I'm trying to do work.
Lots like, to do. But somehow, What's-His-Face is pulling her into finding these Douglas fir trees or whatever.
Douglas firs.
Douglas fir, thank you. Douglas fir.
They're just unloading them. Like, he had already found them.
Yeah.
And they were just unloading them. She's like, how did you get all these Douglas fir trees here without? And he's like, not toward the taxpayers didn't pay for this.
No. Nope.
She's like, well, what about the flight? And so he's like giving her like the flight. And then he's like, and then Pearl Harbor. She's like, that's only halfway. And then he goes off on the other way. And it's just like.
These trees took a million detours. But they got there.
For free.
At no cost to the taxpayers.
And they're
And
now this resort is the only resort that carries real Douglas trees.
Uh-huh.
Douglas firs. Whatever.
Yeah.
And it got
Chrysler trees.
Chrysler.
Chrysler trees.
He got one for her, you know, to get her Christmas spirit.
He's always just thinking of everybody. Everyone. Yeah. Blitzen.
Even Blitzen.
I mean, we'll find out about his freaking call sign.
Yeah. Yeah. So in exchange for all of those trees, they're getting like a crap ton of donations from the hotels.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. But you know what? In only a few hours, they're going to put on their party pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut to party.
Oh, wow. Erica is hot at a party. Who could have seen that coming?
Surprise, surprise.
And Andrew says she looks beautiful.
I know.
So perfect.
I feel like sunshine looks.
Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Sunshine. And then.
And she's talented.
She's very talented. And they're like trying to make it snow with
coconut shavings.
And it worked out.
That's cute.
He said last year we tried to do it with, like, mashed potato flakes.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah, I was like, really? Okay.
That's a choice.
Yeah, choices. Mm. And then...
flavored, unflavored? Are we just talking, like, pearls?
They were flakes. Mm. He gave the name, but I can't remember. But
I would just stand under it with my mouth open.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide.
Yep. Yep.
And this is where she finds out that he's sensitive.
Yep.
And he's a good guy.
Of course.
Because sunshine explains.
Mm-hmm. That she's like, well, you know about his call sign, right? And she's like, what, because he's got all of his claws and the female tourists around here? And she's like, no, it's can't leave anyone without Santa. It's like,
come on. Can I just say, when I saw that part, I just imagined like a room full of people like sitting at a table, just being like they had a whole room just to come up with that call sign. They're like, it's gotta be Christmas theme, right? Yeah, like they're all just kind of like whispering, being like, fuck, we just can't. And it's like, can't leave no one not having Santa Claus. Wait, no, that doesn't work. Claus, can't leave anyone without Santa. Make me all freak out.
There you go.
It just made me laugh really. Anyone without Santa.
Yeah. And you know what? Do you know why he can't keep a girl?
Because he's married to Christmas.
He is married to service.
He's always here for the holidays.
He might as well be a nun.
He gave up his sleeping quarters to a family because he's so selfless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been doing all the things to help people. Anyways, somebody cues to him. It's time.
It's time.
It's time. So I put Violin Queen Sunshine, Christmas Day in the Morning, worst lip sync matchup ever.
I was like, starts fucking rocking it with a violin or a fiddle. So I looked it up, and it's not about the instrument. It's about how you play it is what is the difference.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Maybe I did, but I don't know.
I loved how they were just like, why is nobody dancing? And then Sunshine gets up there, starts rocking out, and still nobody is dancing.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's like,
he makes her dance for a good cause, turns out. She's the worst dancer ever.
Yeah. Why is she dancing like that?
I don't know. Like,
why?
Even
if you're dancing like nobody's watching, it's like, but why that?
Why that?
I was just like, Andrew gets her to embarrass and humiliate herself in front of the very people she needs to get to take her seriously.
Yeah. And they look at her like they're fucking disgusted.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
it is like, it's good. Rough.
And then he's like, actually, maybe dance like there are a few people watching.
You should always be a little humiliated of yourself, right?
I guess.
Yeah, just a little. Just rein it in a little bit.
Why is she dancing like that? That's what I'm like, really? Like, okay.
Like right. Elaine from
Worse than Elaine.
Anywho, so there's a slow dance to First Noel, which is weird for me. I don't know.
You don't like that song?
For a slow song?
I mean,
it is a slow song, but for a slow dance.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a Christmas movie, so they have to fall deeper and deeper in love every time they hear a Christmas song. It's
weird. Yeah. The First Noel. So you're getting romantic to a song about a baby.
getting all romantic to a song about a baby. Yeah. A baby. Fucking baby.
A baby that wasn't even born on Christmas.
Damn it. Yeah, so they're slow dancing. And Andrew and Erica are, like, you know, slow dancing. And he's, the reason why he's doing all of this work is because he's paying it forward. They're, like, opening up to each other. Why he's, like, so caring. It's because his family received help from people in the past because shit went down. And you know what? She misjudged him.
There's the I misjudged yeah. you speech.
Yep.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more to him than mm-hmm. meets the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like, really?
Okay. Darcy can be funny that way.
Darcy can be funny. But I don't even have a ring now. That's for you, Jalen. I know you never listen, but I love you.
Yeah, but he thought the same about her. And they're about to fucking kiss, and then he gets the biggest cock block I have ever seen.
Fucking Joker.
Call yourself a wingman?
No, he God. Doesn't. I don't think he did.
Wait, is well, it no, like I literally? Mean
they're in the Air Force. Yeah. They are wingmen. They're literally wingmen.
Literally.
But yeah. Now they have fire dancers coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And Erica makes a comment saying that she missed a whole bunch of calls from D.C. And then another person's like, they've doubled the donations from last year, but they still need more. Erica comes up with an idea. Next day, she's waiting for the mayor, a creeper.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
Brother Ben.
Brother Ben. No, this isn't the Mormon movie.
No.
Brother Bruce.
Brother Bruce. What's yeah. Brother Ben?
It's an old Mormon movie about the alcoholic Uncle Ben.
I've never seen that. Anyways.
And it's racist as fuck. She's like, wish me luck. And he's like, you don't need luck. Go get him, sister.
Yeah, he's like, oh, oh my Bruce. Gosh.
Which, by the way, that's the real Brother Bruce.
Yeah, that's pretty he's much the guy. Only bit of trivia I have on this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, and also that it's the first time that Guam has been, like, widely represented in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Huh. So there's that.
Oh.
Anyways. Well, most of it's about Guam and she's...
Guam. So she stops the mayor and he's like, look, I can't just donate another generator. It's too expensive. You just can't hand them out willy-nilly, you know? And she's like, well, I want to offer you a business proposition. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of internal converter? And anyways, so she gets him to donate 3 solar converters to the drop. Boom!
Uh-huh. She knows how to play her Christmas fucking cards.
She's got her Christmas cards on the table. What?
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Oh, so bad.
She tells Andrew and they're like packing all the stuff and everyone's really stoked.
2 military meeting. There's a typhoon coming.
Another typhoon.
Mm-hmm. It's a rapidly intensifying category 4 typhoon.
Doom. Yep. Which is typically the level of typhoon that they get through that area.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It fucks them up just about every time. They might miss it if they do the drop right now.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they might have to miss it and go after Christmas.
No.
And guess what, folks? You better hope for a Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they all just look at her like she's a fucking idiot.
Like, for me, they're looking at her like, she finally got it.
Oh my god, it's a combination.
She finally got
she understands. That it's a Christmas
miracle. Wait, every single person on this base feels the same. And now she's with us.
Yes. So they're like, well, we can't do it, but we can at least pack until they can't anymore because of the storm, the typhoon. And they start doing another awkward sing.
Oh, God. That Why? One's
Jingle Bells.
Why? Why do they keep singing?
No.
Because like, it's Christmas.
And they're like passing around Santa hats. I can get down with the Santa hats. Like,
of course.
But the awkward singing.
Yeah. It's just like.
I've never been in an area in. Even in, like, I don't know. I just can't think of any situation in my real life. Just random singing has popped up like that.
Like, this isn't, like, High School Musical.
No.
This is Operation Christmas Drop, damn it.
Or, It's like
a musical.
The musical.
This isn't a musical. Anywho, so it's real bad. But so they're about to fucking kiss again. And then the congresswoman shows up.
And she is mad.
Oh, she mad.
She's very mad.
Yeah, she's being bitchy to Andrew, too. Trying to blame her for not sending the report. Telling Erica that she should go home and do her job.
Dude, I legit, like, I've never had a job, like, in the White House before. But, like, this congresswoman is acting like she's her fucking mom. She's like, go to your room.
Right?
And I was like, exactly it, yeah. Jesus Christ.
She's like, yeah, serious mom energy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, fucking, Jesus. And Erica has to choose between her job and being a decent human being.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She has to go and pack. And Andrew's like, what? What about doing whatever it takes to make this happen? And she's like, it's about my job. I just can't do it anymore. And then what? There's strong winds coming. And she's packing. And she's talking to the fucking gecko.
They had to make their most out of
that. Oh, I mean,
gecko.
Yeah, that's the budget. There's the budget, so... But she likes it.
Yeah. She's FaceTiming with her assistant, and she's sorry. The assistant is sorry that she couldn't warn her, and then she talks about how she needs to keep talking to the gecko and say goodbye.
She is reminded about what Christmas used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's suddenly overcome with the Christmas spirit. I gotta go.
Cut to Andrew. I don't know why I wrote this, because he wasn't, but I said cut to Andrew drinking his sorrows away with cranberry and vodka.
No, it's just cranberry.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know why I wrote that.
Because it was just a cranberry soda.
Andrew juice. Drowning his sorrows in cranberry and soda. And it was just...
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why I wrote vodka. Maybe it was because I was drinking whiskey. Oh.
So he offers to close up shop for the bartender, and the bartender's like cool with it. What? And then in comes Erica. All the gin joints line. Ugh.
Yeah. Like, really? Okay.
And he's all but her. He's snooty snoot. And she's telling him that they can still go. The storm is deteriorating. It's been a Christmas miracle. I put Christmas miracle drink.
I know. There it is.
Yep. And she's going to go with him because, she's Blitzen.
You called me Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Of course she's going to help drop off the Prezi.
And then we've got a cargo loading montage.
Yeah, we do.
Who doesn't love a cargo loving montage? Loading montage.
They're cleared to go.
Yep. Time for takeoff. But you know what?
She's so cute in that jumpsuit.
Mm. But you know what happens before that? Congresswoman
shows up.
Tries to shut it down.
Virginia Madsen.
And she's like, I thought I asked you not to do this mission, Erica. You need to go home.
You're grounded.
You're grounded. And then Erica takes a stand. And she's like, this is what I need to do. And then she's like, do you remember what you were like when you first went into politics? Give it a chance, ma'am.
You wanted to make the world a better place, but now you have the chance and you're not doing it.
Yeah. She's like, that's not important to me anymore, Erica. Yeah.
And then Lieutenant Colonel Blaine comes up to her and she's like, you're riding with me. Uh-huh. Whisks her away.
I'm sorry, but you can't tell me that she's married to a man.
I know.
There was a little too much.
Right. And back to what you were saying, Bonnie does look so cute in her little jumpsuit.
Where are we at? He sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, and they're like in the plane. And she's like, wow, it's beautiful. And he's looking at her and he's like, I know what you mean. I was like, there it is.
Like, nobody...
Keep your eyes on the road.
Yep. Like, the fucking scene.
Yeah.
So cheesy.
So cheesy. Yeah. In my notes, I was like, come on! Come on! Keep your eyes on the road, Captain. And then suddenly Funky Joy to the World comes on and Cargo's ready. And Andrew tells Erica that she can go to the back and get hooked in to go watch the drop. The first one drops and the whole time she has this look on her face. Like just this amazed look that never ceases.
And can I just say, the first time I watched this and they were doing it, and me and Courtney were like, they're doing it in the water. Like they're leaving them in the
water.
I was like, they're putting it, and they're all like, and I'm like, they're putting them in the water.
Yeah.
But then they're all like, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. And I'm like, is it supposed
to be that way?
Yeah. Because it's a softer landing. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Just that whole time I was like it just
so they go out and get it.
Yeah. It didn't click for me that way. And I was just like, they're doing it in the water.
He's like, wait a minute.
And then I thought, because Erica like pushes one off, and I thought that hers wasn't gonna, like her parachute wasn't gonna.
That would be like, hilarious.
More drama. Okay. Hi, Noonie.
He's like, this is necessary.
Oh, Noonie. What a babe.
Such a cat. Anyways.
Such a cat.
This is what Christmas is supposed to feel like.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And they land.
Ugh. Congresswoman coming off the plane with fucking dreads.
Oh my god, she looks so shook and like just humbled, and her hair's all fucked up. And she's talking to Lieutenant Colonel Blaine, and she's like, wow, like you really have reminded me why, you know, like this was amazing. And then she was talking to Bonnie. And she was like, thank you for
Bonnie. Yeah.
She's like, thank you for reminding me why I got into this.
Yeah.
And they hug.
And the U.S. military saves the day.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't know, when she's like, this is what Christmas is supposed to look like. It should definitely look like the U.S. military doing, just bringing nothing but joy to impoverished people of color because it's a fucking U.S. military.
Yeah.
It's the true meaning of Christmas, right?
Did you see the look on the islanders' faces when they saw the planes coming?
Haven't seen that in years.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She gets the promotion she worked so hard for, so she can work even more.
Oh boy.
She's just going to work, 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 work.
Cut to.
They're walking through a neighborhood with Christmas lights. Oh. And she flew in his family. She reveals to him that she flew in his family and that they're having dinner at the general's house. Through a bunch of favors, kind of like the Douglas trees. Like, she got them there, finally, and didn't have to pay a dime.
No cost to the taxpayers at all.
Drink. Yeah. And so she's not going to be with her family for a week, but she's going to spend a week with his spend Christmas with his family instead. And then they finally fucking kiss. Yeah.
I like how there's like no hesitation on her part. She's just like, none of that like slowly like moving in towards each other. She's just like fucking kissing him.
Yeah.
After all this time.
So then they have the after credits, little blurbs. So I'll just read that. Operation Christmas Drop is the Department of Defense's longest-running humanitarian airdrop mission. Every year since 1952, the U.S. Air Force has dropped life-changing supplies to the islanders of Micronesia. Today, American, Japanese, and Australian aircraft drop more than 50,000 pounds of supplies to 56 different islands, directly impacting 22,000 islanders over 1.8 million nautical miles. For over 40 years, Brother Bruce, say this 10 times fast, Brother Bruce Best has volunteered as the Outer Island Liaison, operating the only communication link between the islands and Guam. He still radios news and weather to the islanders 7 days a week. Boom, bitch. Dumb. Done.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
That's and the movie.
Fiend.
Hit us with the real facts.
So my sources. So I'm going to talk about a few things. I'm going to talk about the Operation Christmas Star. Oh, wait. Aren't we doing movie facts first?
Basically, it's Brother Bruce was the real guy, and that Guam, it was the first time Guam was ever like a part of like a movie that was released worldwide.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, because they actually did film in Guam at the Air Force Base, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did they use, like, real airmen?
I think for background players.
They did? Yeah. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, there wasn't really a whole lot. It was just mostly about Guam. And, yeah. I feel like you're going to cover that. Let's see.
Was this movie filming? Truly?
All right, here we go. Filming on Anderson AFB coincided with Exercise Cope North, which is an annual trilateral exercise featuring over 100 aircraft from the United States, Japan, and Australia, same countries perform Operation Christmas Drop every year. The outdoor market is a real thing.
Mm.
It's Guam's capital.
And they filmed it at that place? Well, like at the market, or did they make their own market?
No, they filmed it at the market.
Cool. That is super neat.
You'll see some of the F-15 fighter aircraft on the flight line belong to the Air National Guard 144th Fighter Wing out of Fresno, California. These aircrafts are from the same unit that supported Captain Marvel and share the same tail flash as Carol Danvers' own F-15.
So it wasn't military. They used somebody else that has them for... It, film for
yeah, purposes. It did belong to the Air National Guards. Oh. At some point, it was.
Cool.
And then various names were taken from individuals involved with the filming. For example, General Hatcher's first name, Gentry, was taken from the name of Anderson's AFB commander during filming. B.G. Gentry Boswell, Sunshine's last name in the film, Draws, came from the first A.D. Alexa Draws, and the character Travis was named for the film's principal military advisor, Travis Scherner. And that is the movie facts, all the movie facts I could find. I Wikipedia'd it and it was like little excerpts.
Anywho.
Lay it on us.
So the movie actually did a really good job of basically covering what happens with the drop. It's all just through philanthropy, you know, like their fundraising and donations. And I tried to find like something to donate to, you know, like to, you know, scoot them a few bucks. But there's nowhere that I could find that just was like, hey, send your money here, you know, which was really surprising. On their website, they have like a little column of like, these are places you can donate to, but it's like all local places in Guam, church or, you know, like all these things. And so it's not like you can just like send money to.
No cost to the taxpayer.
No, that's rare. Then I am not paying for shit. It comes out of my paycheck every time, I tell you what. Like,
even if it was like costing the taxpayer, they wouldn't even fucking know.
So I got a lot of information from the Anderson Air Force Base website, which is anderson.af.mil. They do a really good job talking about the mission, and it takes months and months and months. So most of the year they're prepping for the next year.
Oh, nice.
They just finished this year's, and we'll post pictures from the elephant walk.
Oh, yes.
The elephant walk is their giant planes that are taking off, and they're like just going down the runway one after another, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I was bopping around on the Anderson Air Force Base website, and they have all sorts of resources for their military there. There's like a whole section on just like mental health.
Oh, wow.
And it's a part of the comprehensive airman fitness. Like it talks about like not just being fit, but also supporting the rest of yourself, like mentally, spiritually, whatever you need.
Nice.
So that was really cool, I think. They have like sports teams and stuff. they get really into it. Let's see. So I went through so many different websites, but another good one is dvidshub.net. That's where our pictures are coming from. They have some pretty good coverage as far as photos.
That's funny.
Like, and it's just really cool because, like, there's one where they're, look, you guys can see this one. They're, like, hanging out of it with their Santa hats and...
That's cool.
Yeah, they're big-ass planes.
Huge.
Yeah. My stepdad would fly on those sometimes to get from place to place. Obviously, I'm using Wikipedia, too. Okay, so the tradition started in 1952, and it's been serving as a training mission for the U.S. Air Force. It's the longest-running U.S. Department of Defense mission in full operation and the longest-running humanitarian airlift in the world. It has been supported by the local communities of Guam and is primarily conducted from the Anderson Air Force Base and Yokota Air Force Base, which is Japan. Japanese Air Force Base.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. I'm reading random little blurbs from Wikipedia, so... Let's see. So it started the first time was when they were just flying over these islands and the islanders came out to wave at them.
Oh,
well, that's neat.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. When they saw that the islanders were waving to them, the crew quickly gathered some islands they had on the plane and placed them in a container with a parachute attached, and they dropped the cargo.
Hey.
And as they circled again.
Oh, wow. So it was just kind of like a...
An impromptu, like, just let's throw random some little stuff. Things. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a couple of different accounts from, like, the first drop, and the islanders were just really excited and saying, the toys are coming down! I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
This is exactly how they said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you up, man.
In 2015, the Japan Air Self-Defense Force and the Royal Australian Air Force participated in the operation along with the United States Air Force. Yeah, so they also participated in 2016 and 2017. I think they're still doing it, but I'm just reading that. Let's see. And then in 2017, the Philippine Air Force also joined.
Nice.
But in 2020, the Micronesian president, David Panuelo, in response to COVID-19, he opted out of the 69th Operation Christmas Drop in 2020.
Oh, no. Well,
there are other articles that I read saying that it didn't fully get canceled. They still delivered to a bunch of little small islands.
Yeah.
But just not like... The big main
fucking
ones.
COVID, man.
It ruined everything.
Seriously. Yeah.
There is, let's see. So when I was bopping around on the Air Force website, there is a full history on the Air Force base that goes back to 1921. This thing is a 28-page report on the history of Guam.
Wow.
And the Air Force, different things involving planes. Yeah, it's a really long history, basically starting since World War II.
Wow.
There is another tab from the Anderson Air Force Base website where I just had this up, I swear. So they have a survival guide.
Oh, yeah. Survival guide.
A 27-page survival guide that makes me think of, like, when kids are going off to camp and they're, like, talking about the do's and don'ts about camp.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, like, I'm just imagining some camp counselor explaining these rules. Jungle safety. Organize. Stay together, never go alone. If you're gonna go boonie stomping, please consider taking along some of the following items: water, compass, insect repellent, food or snacks, knife, flashlight, rope, cell phone, whistle, good shoes, and a friend.
And a friend.
And a friend.
Once you enter the jungle, you may encounter deer, wild pigs, frogs, brown tree snakes, mice, bats, and coconut crabs that will amputate a finger if given the chance.
So fuck.
If a crab's caliper gets a grip on you, it might not release even when deceased. The calipers will need to be separated at the joint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some of the insects that you may see are ants, termites, several varieties of spiders, flies, gnats, boony bees, or paper wasps,
and
other stinging insects. You may also experience getting lost or walking in circles due to the limited visibility in the dense jungle. If you get lost in the jungle, stay calm. The heat and humidity can dehydrate you and increase your need for food and water.
Holy shit!
So fucking...
Oh, not to mention other jungle hazards include slippery undergrowth and vines, razor-sharp coral protruding from the ground, cliff lines, and partially covered holes that go down hundreds of feet. There are also razor-sharp and poisonous vegetation throughout the jungle.
Is that all?
That's all.
That's it?
No, that's oh, not all.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Unexploded ordnances, also known as UXO, a.k.a. bombs that haven't exploded yet.
A.k.a. bombs.
Yeah. There are numerous UXOs scattered throughout Guam. These include hand grenades, landmines, bombs, bullets, anti-personnel mines, and rockets. Over time, these UXOs tend to blend in with the environment and may be hard to detect. In big bold letters, do not touch it.
Don't do it.
Don't touch it. yeah.
Oh my God.
Then there's all sorts of stuff about, oh, then it gets down to the hazardous wildlife.
Yeah, it's like if all of that stuff before didn't kill you, watch out for these things that move.
Yeah, it goes further into,
I can chase you.
It's like the swamps and fucking Princess Bride.
Yes, that's what this looks like. And it has a 1 through 10 tips on avoiding bee stings. Bee stings. There's a thing about brown tree snakes, cane toads, and the musk shrew or house shrew is prevalent throughout the island. The largest of all shrews, the house shrew.
The largest of all shrews.
Yes. It was introduced in Guam after World War II. So I'm assuming the U.S. just like let them on their like aircraft and
they're just like, hey, we got you some shrews.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. World War II, whatever that means. It is a host for the rat flea, which can carry the plague.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the same plague, but the plague bacillus.
Oh.
I'm like, is that the same as the black plague?
I don't think so.
Bubonic, right?
Bubonic plague, right. Yeah.
Okay, whatever that kind of plague is. They are accustomed to living around humans and houses. They can be smelly and noisy and make incessant shrill and clattering sounds.
It sounds like me.
I can imagine who is typing this out. Like, my God, are they shrill?
Smelly and
noisy. It says, shrews have glands that produce toxic material that is used to subdue small prey like salamanders, frogs, snakes, mice, birds, and other shrews. Once bitten, they stay alive for 3 to 5 days and can be used as fresh food. The poison can also last up to several days and causes a great deal of pain. Human bites are rare and are usually received only when handling a shrew. The shrew's poison is not lethal to humans. Similar to the cane toad, shrews are nocturnal animals.
Okay. Wow.
This I found really interesting. Guam is a rabies-free territory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it means there's no animal with rabies on the island because any animal that is brought over from anywhere else, they have to be quarantined.
Oh.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And there's like really a lodge that you can take your pet to be quarantined.
Huh.
Yeah. But there's like all sorts of stuff. And then they talk about, oh, and by the way, when you go into the ocean to snorkel, beware of the stonefish and the lion turkey fish. Because are poisonous as fuck.
Oh my God.
It's like, if you made it through the land.
Yeah. And then on top of that, first aid for marine life injuries.
Oh man.
The sea urchin, crowns of thorn sea star, venomous symptoms, wound has pale, then bluish color, followed by redness, extreme pain, dizziness, headache, nausea, aching joints, fever or chills, distressed breathing, rapid or slow heartbeat, and finally, death. low probability.
Low probability.
So what you're telling me, nobody should do a triathlon in Guam.
I don't think so.
Because your chances for death but dramatically increase.
Just in case you are affected, first aid is lay the victim down and treat for shock. Wash the wound with salt water, soak wound with hot as can be tolerated for 90 minutes, get medical attention, be prepared to administer CPR if qualified.
Wow.
I did not know that a cone shell, these types of shells here.
Yeah.
Evidently, stinging or numbing sensation at the wound. If you walk on it?
Even the fucking shells are pointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, is it something?
Yeah. It says spreading numbness or tingling, muscular paralysis, difficulty with swallowing and or speech, visual disturbances or respiratory distress. Then they have jellyfish. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then this is talking about typhoon, earthquake, and tsunami safety. This has a note saying a type four tropical cyclone typhoon, winds of 58 miles per hour or greater are expected within 72 hours. Anderson Air Force Base is always a four.
Wow.
It's downgrading into a tropical storm.
That's all. As long as it's not a four, we can get out of here, folks.
We could fly our planes.
Yeah. Anyways, that was kind of a deep dive on Guam is scary.
I love that. I just looked up cone shells.
Yeah.
And apparently they're also known as cone snails. Oh. So it's not just the shells that fuck you up. It's the actual snail. And they sting you. I haven't looked that
up. Yeah. Well.
Cone snails use a hypodermic needle-like modified radula tooth and a venom gland to attack and paralyze their prey before engulfing it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Everything can kill you.
Everything.
Plants, fish, shells, snails.
Even.
Spiders.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Fucking anything.
So it's kind of impressive that they're able to get anything done there.
Yeah. Right? I was surprised everyone was so happy.
Yeah.
If it's not the wildlife, it's the landmines or the grenades or the fucking...
Or a congresswoman with too much forehead.
Which, side note, that is not part of the true story. It has never been in jeopardy of going away.
It's a surprise that they're there.
Yeah.
They make it through the next day.
Right? Jesus. But, typhoons aside.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
I wonder if they're ever, like, blowing those poisonous animals around in the wind, smacked in the face by a cone snail.
Oh, my God.
There was, let's see. So I used Screen Rant, military.com, Good Housekeeping. It was mainly on they cover the
Good
movie
housekeeping.
Stuff. I know. There was like a lot of weird stuff there too.
It seems like one of those puff pieces and Good Housekeeping.
It's hey, a rom-com Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Let's review it in Good Housekeeping. For the ladies.
Yeah. Mm.
Because that's all that women like.
Of course. Housekeeping and rom-coms. Mm-hmm. And I love Christmas.
Right.
Christmas is great.
Oh, so good.
That's pretty much it. But it's just really cool because all of the coverage is just, these military people are there to help. And I think that's a big part of the military that isn't really shown.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As cheesy as this movie was, the actual true story is very, very legit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We needed a light story to cover.
Right, yeah. Especially after The Orphan, even though you guys will never hear
it. Oh, God.
You will hear it in the future, redone, revamped, and a well-practiced extra host.
Oh, my God.
And maybe maybe the curse will be lifted off of it by that time.
Yeah. Griff definitely is the person that we're doing The Orphan with.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that in the future.
Yeah.
Probably when she comes out next. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely a cursed episode. Like the first time we tried to record it, my soundboard broke. And then the second time we recorded it, it was good. And then, like, something, Griff's headphones died. It was just, like, all the audio after that was
gone.
But you know what? We'll get it. We'll get it next time.
Yeah, we'll get it next time.
Anyways.
But, yeah, that's the Christmas drop. Yay for Christmas and all that good stuff.
I love Christmas.
Mm. Yeah. Don't forget it's pagan holiday.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks. And happy Yule and happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of this good stuff and Chinese New Year. And
that one song, I saw this commercial like when I was a kid and it was like, happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa to you.
Yes. I guess Chinese New Year isn't for...
It's in February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said that.
Well, just happy holidays.
Happy like all of the things. Yeah. I just...
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas time.
Santa Claus is coming to snatch your fucking wig, you broke-ass bitch.
Katya.
So should we eat some Oreos with
ranch?
Classic ranch.
There were a lot of different ranches I could have chosen from.
Really?
Yeah.
I went classic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm scared.
I know. I don't even really like ranch that much.
I realized that...
Whose choice was this?
It was mine.
Get mystery of the blue cheese.
The mystery of the blue cheese.
Okay. Gonna plop it on the inside.
Oh god. Why did you have to make that sound?
Oh wow, that's a lot.
God damn it. I knew it was
about to be like, why is the squirt hole so big?
Comes out fast.
Uh-huh. Just a little dabble, do ya?
Oh god, I'm starting to regret this already. Okay.
Okay. Salud.
Solange.
And
oh god,
here we go.
Cheers.
Hmm. What? What am I tasting right now?
It's ranch.
Ranch is powerful.
Ugh.
Just really takes it over, doesn't it?
That's a lot.
Yeah, you put a lot on.
Oh, this is bad. I can't finish mine. That's bad.
I'm finishing.
It's like... Yeah.
It tastes like a Cool Ranch Dorito.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that it's not an actual Cool Ranch Dorito is, like...
Well, and then, like, you get the ranch, but then it's an Oreo.
It makes me think of, like, elementary school, where you eat, like, the Oreos that your mom gave you, and then you, like, eat that, and then afterwards have a Cool Ranch, but you still have the Oreo in your teeth.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah, so I'm gonna give it a 2.
I wish I remember what I rated the onions. That onion jelly or whatever.
That was like a negative 10.
Okay. That was like yeah. That was no bueno.
I'm gonna say a 4.
I'm gonna say like a 1.2.
I mean, both of you could not finish it.
I know, I'm like debating.
I don't feel comfortable rating anything a 0.
Yeah.
Unless I, like,
spit it out. Yeah.
Like, I was able to, like, follow through. I didn't finish it.
Finish it. Finish him. There you have it.
Yeah. Unless there are some people out there who really, really, really love ranch.
There's also some people out there who think ketchup is spicy, so there's
that. Have we tried ketchup with it? Well, we've tried burgers.
And barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I'd say that classifies.
And mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Have we done pickles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Haven't we done pickles?
Did we like pickles?
I feel like I liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like
blue cheese and sour cream are the tops.
Yeah, sour cream was so good.
Yes. Oh my god, that was the first one we've ever done.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
because the tick-tock. Tick-tock.
The ticky.
Tick-tock.
Yeah, so, Emily, take us home.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like our podcast and want to make sure other people get to hear us, please rate, review, and subscribe, because it really helps us to reach more listeners. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Our theme song was written by my husband, Paul. And if you love metal music, you can follow his band Pathos and Logos on Instagram at pathos.logos.
Sorry, this is like, I asked.
Pathos? I guess it's Pathos.
What?
I know.
Pathos?
I heard it. Kyle keeps saying Pathos, and sometimes Paul says Pathos.
But I thought it was Pathos.
I thought it was Pathos. This whole time! I thought it was Pathos this whole time.
How long have I been doing this name?
I've been doing it until like the past like week, so don't worry. Wow.
How long have they been together?
They've been together.
How cute.
Yeah.
So it's so sweet. Years.
Classic love story.
Oh, classic. Yeah, go check them out. It's cool. It might be Pathos. It might be Pathos. But regardless, it's at pathos.logos. Kyle, tell me how to say it, please. You can follow us on Instagram at Inspired by Movies, on TikTok at Inspired by Movies the Pod, on Twitter. Do we still have Twitter? Do we do anything with our Twitter?
Every so often I'll like tweet something, but
we got a Twitter. It's kind of quiet, but
yeah, and like the whole Elon Musk thing. I'm thinking of just taking it off.
We don't have a Twitter. Forget that. Forget I ever said anything. Okay. And then also, too, you can follow us on YouTube as well. We are working on filming ourselves doing the podcast as well. Has that been put on YouTube yet? Have you been doing that? Or
no, I'm still trying to figure out how to like edit videos and stuff. I have this program because I started like a program and I started like right before our hiatus. So I need to sit down and kind of fuck around with it a little bit more. So we'll see. I mean, I do have stuff on there. It's just like the picture and our voices. So,
well, you know what? Go follow us on YouTube anyway. Just do it.
We'll have some cool shit on there.
We'll have cool shit. And eventually you'll get to see our dumb little faces talking to you also. We have options for supporting us if you care to. You can do so on Venmo at MKUltra88. If you have any suggestions for movies or what to pair on Oreos, and you can email us at inspiredbythepodcast@gmail.com. We would love, 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 love to hear anything about your experiences with a true story inspiring a movie. We'd also love to have any of our listeners on an episode if they have any expertise on the subject. And as Courtney's junior high vice principal has always said,
make it a great day or not. The choice is yours.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.